A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Home Edit, your daily go-to for all things decorating, styling and home. Brought to you by the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Fiona Michelin, Home Beautiful's style editor.
And I'm Katrina O'Brien, Home Beautiful's managing editor. Today we're going to talk about something very close to my heart, upcycling. I have to say I love nothing more than an upcycled bargain and a bit of recycled love. Half my wardrobe, as the team at Home Beautiful know, comes from Vinnie's or is vintage. Hello, Tracy from Frocks and Slacks in Melbourne. And with waste so high on the agenda, there is a real trend, thank goodness, towards upcycling, recycling and taking a good hard look at the pieces in your home and thinking twice about replacing them with something new. Fiona, I know you're a huge fan of upcycling.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, not only is it all a lot about us kind of thinking more about the impact on the environment that these mass-produced items have, but there's this huge surge trend at the moment of everyone loving everything old is new again and loving those retro vintage pieces. So we're really finding that those ways to use those old pieces in a new way is really popular.
Oh, I love that. Where do you look for your vintage pieces, Fiona?
Look, they're everywhere. There's your local Vinnies and your local op shops. There's Gumtree has some amazing finds, and you can actually, getting techie, you can put search terms so you get alerts in your email if you're looking for a particular item to come up. Get that in there right away.
I think that's addictive.
eBay's really good. Yep. You know what? Even on the side of the street sometimes if you're going on those hard rubbish days, you can find a gem. Absolutely.
And what's the number one thing you love to upcycle?
The thing I always keep an eye out for are lamps, believe it or not.
No, I love lamps.
Lamps are
as we know.
lamps are a fabulous piece to upcycle because you can really find some great ones in op shops and it's really easy to kind of reinvent them. So you might find a really beautiful base and put a new top on them, or actually find a beautiful top and you can pop that with a modern base. So there's some really beautiful options on the market where you can just really make it your own.
Right. And then are there any shapes or colours to look out for?
I mean, personally, I really love ceramic lamp bases. I feel like they last and don't have to show too much wear, and that way you can just replace the top.
Yep.
But I mean, there's really beautiful timber shapes as well. I really love the really retro, curvy 70s looks at the moment.
Yeah,
so
I'm fantastic.
Keeping my eye out for some for my bedside. Also, you don't need to completely swap out that shade as well. If you really like the shape and size of the shade, you can actually take off that fabric and reupholster them yourself with whatever fabric you like.
Yeah. Yes, upholstering, reupholstering is a really great way to upcycle pieces. We had actually a really good article in the April issue of Home Beautiful about this. If you've got an occasional chair that you love, or a sofa, or your mum and dad have and they want to get rid of it now, and you might actually adore it with a bit of different fabric, perhaps.
Yeah.
it's a great way to actually keep something that you love and give it a really new life. What's the thing that makes you stop your car on the side of the road, Fiona, and have a second look at one of those pieces on the side of the road?
It happens often.
Oh, dear, your poor husband.
I know. I definitely think that whatever piece you look for, it has to have great bones. You know, it needs to have structural integrity. Otherwise, you're going to be looking at spending a lot more on getting it up to shape probably than you would if you were to buy something new.
Yep.
So definitely have a look at the joints, at the springs if it's an armchair, and just look at the frame. But, I mean, ultimately it's about the shape, isn't it? So if you see something that's super beautiful, there is always ways to fix it. So generally anything that is already upholstered can be reupholstered. So there's a lot you can do with anything that you do find on the side of the street.
Yep.
And don't feel like you need to do it yourself. You can definitely hire someone to do these reupholsterings. And it's not as expensive as you might think. So
how much would you be looking at, do you reckon?
So just the labour cost. So you would buy your own fabric and take it to them usually. Expect to pay maybe anywhere upwards of $50 for a dining chair, for the for kind of the seat and back, $400-ish for an armchair, and then maybe upwards of $600 for a sofa, which isn't too bad if you're going to go out and splurge on a beautiful designer piece anyway. What a great, unique piece that you're going to end up with.
Absolutely, and it's going to have a completely new life. And again, it's not going to turn into landfill.
Exactly.
I know there's a lovely other thing that you love picking up at op shops, Fiona, and that's vintage frames.
Yes. absolutely. I think there's so much you can do with those beautiful vintage frames. And even Karina in our office mentioned to me today that she likes to pick them up and paint them completely for a brand new look, which is lovely. But personally, I really like those beautiful gilded kind of gold frames. And I think often they have these really hilarious old prints in them.
So old
canvas, old worldly prints. So I take them out and pop my own prints or my own photographs in them. And it looks so beautiful in a gallery wall as a little mix up.
Oh, that's so great. I love that idea. Yeah. Is there any one golden rule when you're doing this upcycling? What's the thing to think about?
Look, I think you need to go with your heart and what you love, mm-hmm. but I do also recommend not going too overboard. You don't want to look like you've come straight out of a home from the Brady Bunch.
It is there nice is a to fine have, line,
yeah,
isn't there?
Have a balance. Yep. I think also too, I really just truly believe that you sometimes need to give those key pieces room to breathe.
Yes.
So if you have too many retro vintage pieces around, and you can just, it stands out, doesn't it? So you want to give them their time to shine.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. That sounds wonderful, Fiona. And also, you don't want to end up with a garage full of things collected from the side of the street.
Yes.
Your people at home will go crazy. And you're thinking, one day.
Yeah,
so be selective and realistic.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening. And make sure you get in touch by messaging us on Instagram, or you can email us at homebeautiful@pacificmags.com.au. And please do us a big favour, rate, review and subscribe to the Daily Home Edit podcast. Until next time.
See you.
See ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.